Greetings from South Dakota and Minnesota. I'm Patty Miller, and I'm very delighted and honored to have the opportunity to connect with you. Isn't technology amazing when it's used for the right purpose? I made some notes here, so I'm going to read off of them, but they come from my heart. I made them myself, and I'm talking directly to you. So if I seem a little choppy, please forgive me. This is an amazing, amazing convention that you are having, and I so wish I could be there with you. I'm very proud of all of you who've stepped forth in this amazing movement. We are all passing the torch. It's the torch of hope towards some sense of financial sanity. When we place God at the helm and walk in forgiveness of those destroying our God-given freedoms, we cannot fail. But big victory usually comes in the form of many small battles until one day, there it is. We have won a battle in South Dakota and prayerfully next in Minnesota. Tim and Nina and Jeannie and Tim Bagalka and many others that I have met, many others that I haven't met, are the heroes here. I simply was in the right place at the right time to help carry out one of God's victories for his people. You are in the right place at the right time to do the same. There are others in this world that you will influence. Keep up the good fight and stay filled with faith, never doubting, never wavering. In Isaiah 55:11, he claims the victory through his words, speaking the words out loud every day. Speak what we want, not what we see, but what we want, what we're going for. Claim the battle, claim the victory. The tongue is a powerful force. So I pray out loud, reading scriptures daily and constantly thanking and worshiping the Lord. He is a God of love and peace, and he will always honor those that honor him. I have some favorite scriptures, and one of them is this one, Psalm 84:11b. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. This is what you are doing. We are all walking uprightly for a great, great reason. You know, freedom isn't free. And I think you guys understand that better than we do in America. Because in America, we've had years of blessings and productivity. And we've put some very bad leadership in place over the last few years. And there's been this underlying current coming back to slap us in the face. And we must get it turned around. We cannot waste our time on anger, though. If Jesus could die on the cross to forgive our sins, then surely I can forgive the worst of the worst. But it does not mean that I accept their behavior or their inhumanity. You are experiencing difficulties that I do not know, and my heart and prayers go out to you. I will love you from afar as the great pioneers that you are doing this. May we truly meet someday and share more victories. I will be watching and praying for all of you. God bless you as you go forth. Thank you so much for inviting me in. Bye.